The next session is self-study. Please prepare your stationaries and paper materials. Hello there, welcome aboard Ken's Study Journey Productive and Diligent Study Pathway and Train. This is Ken's Study Journey Audio Articles, A Day in My Life in April 2022 Summer, IELTS Lessons and Self-Study. I'm Ken, a Chinese senior high IELTS student in Guangdong Country Garden School. Welcome to Ken's Study Journey Audio Articles. In the first part of my 2022 summer vacation, I had IELTS and TMUA lessons and some self-study sessions. I also utilized my free time on the underground. I had talked about 16 things to do during the summer vacation in my last article, in which I followed my plans, goals, and schedule strictly to form study habits. In this article, I will demonstrate my busy but productive day in my 2022 summer vacation in Guangzhou, China as an A-level student. Here we go. You can also learn more about my study habits in this journey. I get up at 6:30 at home. Once the alarm clock rings, I complete my morning routine on my study planner, including folding my quilt, brushing my teeth, washing my face, and packing my bag. I had made my items checklist to ensure that I do not forget my items while packing my bag. I check my packed items against the checklist strictly. I also turn on the smart desk clock I had programmed before using Siri with Apple Shortcuts and my web server at home. Hey Siri, turn on desk clock screen.
Okay, the clock screen is turned on.
In the morning, it also automatically displays a welcome word for the new day. The source code and setup instructions for my desk clock will be available on my website later. Then it's my morning relax time, from 6:45 to 7:15 for 30 minutes, in which I can watch YouTube videos and vlogs, read blog articles, check and open emails, and use social media. According to one of my daily goals, I need to be mindful of pronunciation, punctuation, and fluency while watching English videos. Some videos and vlogs are also related to A Day in My Life, which describe a student's daily life in the form of video. Watching vlogs can also give me motivation while studying at home, especially during the lockdown during the pandemic, because I can enjoy the scenery among different cities. I discovered that a major source of A-level and university students have YouTube and vlog channels instead of websites and blogs. Perhaps the former is a suitable way for them to monetize. While I will be going outside and taking photos, I will imagine that I am recording vlogs too. My favorite YouTube channels are on my website sidebar if you are using a computer or an iPad. My today's lessons are displayed on my bedroom's notice board, which is arranged every evening before sleeping. As well as the notice board, I also have made my today's tasks list to ensure that I do the correct and required tasks at certain time points. Some people call it calendar blocking. I also constantly track my daily goals to make sure I achieve them on my study planner. I use my study planner web-based app to do a lot of things, including checklists, daily goals checklists, and see how many days are left until the next project, exam, and activity. If you are interested in, you can sign up for free at planner.kenstudyjourney.com. After the morning relax time, I have breakfast at 7:15. The morning relax time is used to not waste time while waiting for breakfast. I have different breakfasts at home, including local cuisine in Guangzhou and Western breakfasts such as bacon, eggs, and milk. Unlike my home, I can immediately have breakfast after getting up at school. At approximately 7:45, my parents send me to an underground station when they are commuting to the office. Because I have fully packed my items in the morning, I can directly take my bags without extra time. During the pandemic, we have to show our Yuekang or Suikang health code while entering the underground station. Then I use my Yangcheng-tong card to enter the gate. While I'm taking the underground, I use Quizlet to remember English words and then read all the small articles saved on Safari reading list. However, while I'm changing lines from line 13 and line 5 to line 3, I pause studying to make sure I do not miss trains or enter the trains with wrong directions. Studying for a long time can be tiring, so this can let me take a rest on the underground. An important thing is that we need to confirm the direction of the trains on line 3, whether it goes to Tianhe Coach Terminal or Airport North, which is indicated as green on the screen, because both trains are on the same platform. But fortunately to me, both trains pass through my destination, Qiyu Xinyu Station. After exiting the underground at approximately 9:50, I go to Starbucks just beside my IELTS school building. Although there is a long distance between the underground station and the school, there is a tunnel, so I still can take underground during the rainy weather. I have also invented and developed a study technique that can avoid distractions at certain times, which is called Separative Study System. During the summer, I lock long study tasks between 9 o'clock and 18 o'clock every day when I must not use social media, check for long study related emails, and watch vlogs. But normally, during the school semesters, I lock long study tasks in school days and unlock them at weekends. Once I have got a drink, I start finishing my TMUA homework according to my daily task list. TMUA is an admission test in Cambridge for mathematics-related majors. I turn on the self-study focus mode, which blocks unnecessary notifications and other distractions on my Apple devices. I use my programmed online study timer, which is derived from my home smart desk clock. It is available on my website, and you can use it while studying at www.canstudyjourney.com/timer. After finishing my TMUA homework, I also edit the codes on my website and make a questionnaire survey. After the self-study period at 12:30, I have lunch at McDonald's directly at the bottom of the school building. Then I enter the school building with my electronic school card on my phone. The lesson is from 13:30 to 15:30. It is either a writing or speaking lesson. There is also a TMUA lesson on Monday and Thursday afternoons from 16 to 18. Normally, I join the lesson at my home, but I join the lesson inside the school using an empty classroom because it takes long time to go back home. Additionally, I usually feel motivated while studying in the city center rather than in my home with a higher interruption level. For example, it comes from vacuum cleaners and family members. After both lessons, I go to a restaurant near the school. It is quite late at 18, but I really enjoy the nice scenery in Guangzhou. By the way, I also discovered the first BRT, that is Bus Rapid Transit Station in Guangzhou near the school. After dinner at 18:45, I enter the underground station again, but at a different station, since the restaurant can be further away from the school. Again, I utilize my free time, remembering English words and reading articles. Unfortunately, my home is quite far from the nearest underground station, as it is in a residential area at the edge of Guangzhou, but I have arrived at the edge already. I then exit the underground, which is directly a bus stop, and take a bus which has a direct line to the area near my home. The bus arrives at my destination about 20:30. I then cross the road and enter my private area. I have also closed all three rings on my Apple Watch, including Move, Exercise, and Stand, which is also three of my daily goals. After arriving at my home at 20:45, I turn on the fairy lights, put down my bag, take out the items, charge my devices like iPhone, Apple Watch, and AirPods, and then take a shower. Then I continue to edit my website codes before coming to the evening relax time at 21:45. Then it's the evening relax time. Again, I can watch videos, read articles, check for emails and notifications, and use social media. The smart clocks remind me when there are 60, 45, 30, 15, and 0 minutes left until sleeping time. In the last 15 minutes, when the relax time ends, I complete my evening routine, filling my daily goals checklist on my study planner, making tomorrow's tasks list and lessons board, and finally, turning off the ceiling lights to wind down. Again, you can sign up for my study planner if you want to use it at planner.kenstudyjourney.com. I also lower the brightness of the clocks. Hey Siri, dim desk clock screen.
Okay, the clock screen's brightness is dimmed and adjusted to 0.7.
Finally, it's my sleeping time at 22:30. I turn off the desk clocks, again using Siri and shortcuts. Hey Siri, turn off desk clock screen.
Okay, the clock screen is turned off.
My iPhone and computers are automatically muted during my sleeping time, so I do not need to manually mute them. After going to bed, it comes to an end of my studying day and my study will continue tomorrow. This is a day in my life as an A-level student in 2022 summer, having IELTS and TMUA lessons and self-study in Guangzhou City Center. I hope you can study productively and diligently with my suggestions. Thanks for listening and following my study journey. You can share and recommend this article to your friends and classmates if you wish. If you want to learn more about my study tips and get some useful resources, please go to my website, www.kenstudyjourney.com. If you want to receive my latest articles, study tips, and news, please subscribe to my email newsletter on www.kenstudyjourney.com/newsletter. See you at the next article. Bye!